Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Maryam. In this regard, there is primarily one narrative which is reported through two different chains of narration, and both of them, these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, radiyallahu anhu. These two different chains of narration, one of them is found in Al-Wasil, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and the other one is found in Salwi's Tafsir. Before I make a comment on the chain of narration, let me read out the text of the narrative before you as found in Al-Wasit. The words are, Man qara'a surata Maryam, u'tiya ashru hasanatin bi'adadi man kazzaba Zakariya wa saddaka bihi wa Yahya wa Maryam wa Isa wa Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Ya'qub wa Musa wa Harun wa Ismail wa Idris wa ashru hasanatin bi'adadi man da'allah fi dunya wa bi'adadi man lam yad'ullah. Which means as a person recites Surah Maryam, then for each of the people or each of the persons who testified to the prophethood of Zakariya, Yahya, Maryam, Isa, Ibrahim, Ishaq, Yaqub, Musa, Harun, Ismail, and Idris, for each of the persons who testified to their prophethood, and similarly for each of the person who rejected their prophethood, for each of them, that person will be given the reward of 10 pious deeds. And moreover, he shall also be given the reward of 10 pious deeds for every person who supplicated before God in this world, and also for every person who did not supplicate before God in this world. So I should like to point out at the very outset that this narrative is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and perhaps the reason is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has this to tell us vis-a-vis various rijal authorities, the way they comment on him. So Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and at another place he says Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he is laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is ghayru siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Zaif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he is Laysa bi Siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi says that he is Zaif al-Hadith Chittan. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he is Kazab, that he is a liar. So it is evident from these details why Hafiz ibn Hajar thinks that this narrative is concocted. Since the same two narratives are also found in Salabi's narrative, there is no reason that we should not regard that narrative to be concocted as well. Here I may point out a slight difference in text which is found in Salabi, although of course that does not make much of a difference because the narrative itself is concocted. However, just for the sake of academics, I'll just point out this difference in text before you. The words of the Salawi's text is the same. The first part is exactly the same. However, the second part reads, وَبِعَدَدِ مَنْ دَعَى لِلَّهِ وَلَدَ وَبِعَدَدِ مَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُ لَهُ وَلَدَ, which means for every person who associated children with the Almighty, and for every person who did not associate children with him. So in other words, for each of these people, he shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds. All in all, we can say that both these narratives, as I said earlier on, are concocted and hence have absolutely no basis. They must be totally rejected because they are not the words of the Prophet at all. They have been falsely ascribed to him. They have been wrongly ascribed to him. The true way to achieve the blessings of a surah is to understand the surah, is to reflect on its message, and to convey this message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.